This is day four. I got confused yesterday. Day four, plan it out challenge. It's Thursday. Today, I'm calling it something you. So today, you actually get to do some planning. I know, it's only taken 4 days. You're in a planning challenge and you haven't been allowed to do any planning. No, that's not entirely true. We had to do our pre-planning to be able to do our planning. Because what on earth are we planning if we don't know what our actual goals are for 2023? So today is all about the planning. So from the list that you were playing with yesterday, which came from the list that you developed on Tuesday, you should now have like a conglomerate of things, ideas, wishes, feelings, whatever it might be, that are on your list for 2023. And today is about genuinely thinking about how you are going to use your time to achieve those things. Now, for some things, this is really simple. And for other goals that you might have across 2023, this will be much more complex. So let's break it down. If a goal that you had for the year ahead was to save some money. I gave a house goal earlier in the week. So let's imagine that you're saving for a house and you want to make a dent in your deposit. And I'm just going to pluck a number and say you would like to, at the end of this year, be able to say I've saved another $20,000. Then common sense tells me that we don't leave it till the 1st of December to try and create our $20,000. We sit down now and we say, okay, how much do I have to put aside each week to achieve that target? Or is there some way that I can increase my income by that sort of amount of money to get me to a place where I've got those savings at the end of the year? And those of you that run businesses like me, you have a lot more flexibility than perhaps an employee to really think about how you can generate income and revenue in your business or change how you're using your money. One of the best bits about running your own business. So if you've got a money goal, it might not be a house goal, it might just be a money goal generally, pay down some debt, increase your wealth, whatever it is. I am a big fan of breaking those down into weekly chunks. And like lots of small things get us to the place where we have the big number at the end, as opposed to trying to imagine that by the end of this year, I just will have built more clients. And so therefore I'll have $20,000 more, because what I tend to see is we all just spend sort of wherever we're living, unless you are a genuinely talented saver. So put a process around it is my message. And that same thinking applies to any of the goals that you have. So it might be a health goal, might be a sleeping goal. I want to get more sleep. Okay. Well, again, we're not going to leave that till December and go, yay, for 3 nights I got more sleep. We're going to look at what we're doing right now with our sleep and change some of our habits. And we have to do this on a daily basis to get to a place where we're sleeping more. I am a real control freak when it comes to my sleep. So I have a very strict process of getting myself to bed really early. So that's a really simple thing that you just need to implement. If you've got a sleep goal, you need to get yourself to bed really early, set the alarm, have a process around getting up at a particular time in the morning, like change what you're doing. If you're trying to change a habit that you've got, particularly connected with health, look at what you're doing and change it. So there's just two examples there for you to play with. But whatever those goals are that you had on your list yesterday, today is the day to spend some time with your calendar, whatever sort of calendar system you have, or using our worksheet, just to really think about what are the steps I'm going to need to take each day, each week, and across the year to achieve this goal. One final sort of idea or suggestion, if one of your goals is a bigger project type goal, so again, I'm talking from a business owner perspective here, but across the last few years, I've written a few books, started and finished a podcast, built websites. You know, these are big projects. They're not things that just happen in an hour on a Tuesday. They require masses of work. So if I have a big project on my list for a particular year, I block the time to achieve the project. So if I'm ever writing a book, one of the things that I will do is block out a week where I will go on leave from my day job and go and write the book for a week and just consume myself in that space just to really make a massive dent in writing a book. Same with the website. When I rebuilt the firm website back in 2020, I did exactly the same thing. I just sort of took 3 days and that was all I did for 3 days. And I find it much more effective for me to just consume myself in those sorts of big projects than to be trying to chip away at them over time. However, others work best with the chip away over time. So if you have a big project, career project, a business project, if you're like me running a law firm, then again, look at your time across the year and be really realistic about when and how you're going to do this, and pick a path. It's either a small amount every single week, or in my view, it's a chunk at one point in time, or maybe a two chunks in two different points in time, but genuinely think about how you're going to use your time. If you're like me and you have kids, when it comes to planning and the use of my time, I always lead with locking in things like school holidays, holidays that I want to take, breaks that I want to take. Those of you that have done the happiness challenges with me in the past will know that one of the first things I recommend everyone does, particularly as a lawyer, at the beginning of each year is book in the breaks that you're going to take for the year ahead. Not only submit those annual leave forms, but genuinely put them into your life. And it's just, again, it's a joyful thing. You know, you've got that time reserved. You can start planning your holidays and thinking about what you're doing. But same thing with this planning activity today. So if you know that you've got a big trip organized, or a child in grade 12, which is going to require a lot more attention towards the end of the year when there's lots of cool things happening as a part of their graduation from school, like, be realistic about allowing space in your planning across the year for those sorts of cool things to be happening and for you to be present for them. Just a tip, and I think I've given a few there, but the tip for today is I really do believe that goals are achieved through thinking about the habits that you embrace in your day on a daily basis. So look at how you're spending your time and what you do and the habits that you have, and give some thought to, are there things that I could change? Are there different ways that I could wake up each day, that I could go to sleep at night, that I could do on the way to work, that just by changing how I'm doing that would help me to feel different about something and achieve one of these goals that I'm setting myself for 2023. So it's day four. We're almost at the end. That's crazy. So anyway, I hope that's been helpful. I would love to hear how you're going. Pop it in the Facebook group at the end of today. And hopefully we'll see some colourful calendars or some plans ahead or some projects blocked in. I look forward to hearing about it.